I'm Sarah Jacobs.
Police say a driver reached stunning speeds on an area road. I'm John Aaron.
The possibility of another North Korean missile test looms over President Biden's trip to Asia.
We've got hot temperatures today. It'll be humid, too. It's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden arrived in Asia this morning.
It's wonderful to be back in the Republic of Korea.
Accompanied by the country's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, Mr. Biden visited a Samsung semiconductor plant similar to the one the company is building in Texas.
I and my country look forward to a very productive few days together where we can get to know one another better and explore ways to take the alliance between the Republic of Korea and the United States to an even greater heights than it already exists.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they are ready for possible provocations from North Korea during the president's trip, including a nuclear launch or a missile test. Another state has moved to outlaw abortions ahead of an expected Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade this summer. The newly passed bill in Oklahoma is the toughest yet. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
The law bans most abortions after fertilization. In that sense, it's more restrictive than the much-talked-about Texas law that bans abortions after around 6 weeks. Those opposed to abortion say the law is necessary.
If you allow the 6 weeks, then you are condoning abortion up to that point.
The law does make some exceptions for rape, sexual assault, and incest, but only when it's first reported to law enforcement officials.
In Buffalo last night, a church memorial for the 10 people gunned down in a Tops supermarket. The first funeral will be held today. Family, friends, and parishioners will say goodbye to 67-year-old church deacon Hayward Patterson. A grand jury has handed down murder charges against the 18-year-old suspect. Prosecutors say he could face hate crime and domestic terrorism charges. Help is on the way, or in the air, for parents who can't find the formula they need to feed their babies. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Cargo planes are being sent to Switzerland to pick up 246 pallets of Nestle formula. The initial shipments will consist of products made for children with a cow's milk protein allergy. The White House is prioritizing hypoallergenic formula because it serves a critical medical need and is in short supply.
There is blistering heat in the forecast from west to east. Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate WCBS checks in on the northeast.
This is going to be the first time that many of the major cities hit the 85 to 90 or even 95 degree mark, and the heat index could be up between 95 and 100.
Rihanna is a first-time mom. Multiple reports say she gave birth to a baby boy in L.A. People say she and boyfriend A$AP Rocky are thrilled. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
7:03 Friday morning, May the 20th, and it's going to be a hot one. Partly sunny, humid too, with highs in the low 90s today. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for booster shots. The CDC approving those shots last night. The approval comes at the same time as vaccine protection is waning and many kids in the area are testing positive. We dig in as part of our weekly focus on education across the area.
At the end of last month, D.C. said its school system reported 451 cases in a week, the highest since the end of the winter surge. Cases increased more during the weeks of May 1st and May 8th. In Fairfax County, Dr. Ben Schwartz with the county's health department says,
the number of COVID cases has been increasing,
with nearly 4,000 students testing positive so far this month. Montgomery County reported more than 3,000 cases in schools over the past 10 days. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Now to read more on COVID in schools, head to WTOP.com and check out the School Zone, our new weekly feature on education in the D.C. region.
Over the last 2 weeks, cases are up more than 100% in D.C. and Maryland and 63% in Virginia. The number of people hospitalized with COVID in the region is slowly increasing, but deaths from the virus remain low. Most counties and cities in this region are seeing medium transmission of the virus. In those areas, the CDC recommends people in high-risk groups consider wearing masks. Montgomery and Prince George's counties are recommending that people mask up in indoor public spaces.
Well, Metro says it is now on track to get more of its trains rolling by late summer.
Metro submitted a plan for safely returning a limited number of 7,000 series cars to service, and the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission promptly approved it. After a derailment in October, the commission ordered Metro to pull the agency's newest cars from service. A federal investigation found the wheel sets on the cars were shifting apart on their axles, making them prone to derailment. The return to service plan involves new inspection tools and procedures. More than half of Metro Rail cars are 7,000 series, but a Metro spokesman says they have not determined how many cars will initially return to service. Sarah Jacobs, WTOP News.
A D.C. police officer is charged with manslaughter in a crash in 2021 that killed a couple in their 20s.
Coming up on a year since the crash in Anne Arundel County on Route 4, Leah Mae Foster and Nicholas Harris died in the crash. At the time, police said the SUV she was driving failed to yield while making a left turn. But now, after a crash reconstruction review, the driver of the Dodge Charger that hit the SUV has been charged with two counts of manslaughter and negligent driving. Austin Kirk Smith is a D.C. police officer. The department tells WTOP he's on administrative leave. Smith is due in court June 10th. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
That young couple had just started dating after knowing each other most of their lives.
Well, there's speeding, and then there's speeding. A local driver has been stopped for going more than 130 miles an hour.
133 miles an hour, to be exact, in a 45-mile-an-hour zone, according to Leesburg police. They say that in the late afternoon on Wednesday of last week, an officer clocked a blue 2007 Corvette at the breakneck speed on Route 7 near Battlefield Parkway. The officer was somehow able to catch up and pull the car over. 21-year-old Luke Jones of Leesburg was cited for reckless driving. A Leesburg police spokesman says to his knowledge, this is the fastest speed that one of their officers has caught a driver going. John Aaron, WTOP News.
Straight ahead after traffic and weather, a Confederate flag flies at a local high school. 707.
Let's face it. Real estate is broken. Commissions are outrageously high. Service is poor. And there's been little to no innovation for the last 50 years. Until now. Let me tell you about Hauser. They're a disruptor brand. Kind of like what Uber is for public transportation. They're bringing so many new things to market that truly benefit you, the customer. Flat fee listings that put hard-earned equity back in your pocket. Salaried agents who are local experts that truly have your back. Sellers, want to save thousands or get a guaranteed cash offer on your home? Hauser can do that. Buyers, searching for your dream home or need to make a cash offer to compete? Use Hauser's cash to win the deal.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.